This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today, part three of a message we began on Monday about God's people forgetting the Lord, something that you and I have done, if we're honest. Let's continue with part three today from Jeremiah 2. Then look at verse 11. Has a nation ever changed its gods? It's not a question of not having a God. It's a question of changing gods. And as a nation, we follow the idols of this day and age. We follow the gods of this age. And he says, my people have exchanged their glory for worthless idols. And then this is something, jump to verse 13. I think we better go to 13. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. But that's what God says. His people preferred a cistern of stale water that's leaking. A leaky cistern. They prefer that than to the living water that God provides. And the thought occurred to me, people make choices like that all the time where we reject the Lord and we pick the temporary. We reject the Lord and we choose something that poisons our spirit and poisons our mind. And we reject the Lord and choose a relationship that we know is destructive. And men and women and young people do it every day. Every day of their lives. We choose the temporary over the eternal. We choose the broken things of life rather than the permanent. My people have forsaken me. I just talked about this recently. The word forsake is not some big religious term. You know what it means in two words? Let go. Quickest way to ruin a marriage is for a husband to just let go of the relationship. The quickest way for a wife to ruin her marriage is just to let go. She doesn't have to commit adultery. She doesn't have to do anything drastic. All he or she has to do is just, you let go. You let go of the relationship, and that's how the Lord described his people. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, which means to let go, the spring of living water, and they've dug their own cisterns. Then I want to go to verse 32, because I think this is interesting to me. Does a maiden forget her jewelry, a bride her wedding ornaments or her garments? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. I've told you this before, but I've had several weddings over the years where grooms have forgotten their tuxes for a wedding. I remember a wedding in Columbus, Ohio. The groom walked in like 30 minutes before the wedding and had a pair of cutoffs on, a t-shirt, I think with Budweiser written on the shirt, and a pair of loafers. And I said, why aren't you ready for the wedding? He said, I left the tux somewhere else. And I said, go get it. And he said, it's 20 miles away. I said, go get it. You're not getting married in a Budweiser shirt and a pair of cutoffs and a pair of loafers. Get the tuxedo. And yet, having gone through that with three or four grooms, I've never had a bride come to the office and say, I forgot my wedding dress. That has never, ever happened. And that's even in the Old Testament times, Jeremiah says, does a bride ever forget her wedding dress? And the rhetorical answer to that question is no. She remembers her wedding garments or her wedding dress. And yet here's the sadness. I can almost hear the sadness in the voice of God's Spirit saying this. Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. As if God were saying, I've lost track. My people have forgotten me days without number. I've said it earlier, one of the worst things you can say about a person is they simply forgot what the Lord had done.
Well, we'll pick this up tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know that our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.